equal marriage.
We want to join the nations that have supported marriage equality. Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Denmark.
We in the DUP will continue to oppose any redefinition of marriage and unashamedly do so.
The Conservative DUP's Simon Hamilton speaking during a marriage equality debate in 2015. And before that was the left-wing Irish nationalist Sinn Féin's Catriona Ruane. 4 years on, and those positions haven't changed at all. The devolved Northern Ireland Assembly voted five times to bring in same-sex marriage since 2012, and although it passed on the fifth attempt in 2015, it has been consistently vetoed by the Democratic Unionist Party. In 2017, Chris and Henry Flanagan Kane brought a case to the High Court in Belfast, arguing unsuccessfully that Northern Ireland's prohibition on same-sex marriage breached their human rights. I spoke with them on the line from Belfast and I asked them about the personal toll that not being able to get married had had on them.
It's a case of discrimination, really. Like, we're getting prejudged when we're filling forms in because we're having to tick a box that says you're in a civil partnership. So automatically people's going to see civil partnership and know that only gays are in civil partnership. Where if it was just a box that was saying marriage, you tick it, nobody knows any different whether you're married to a man, a woman, or who you're married to.
Gavin Boyd is Policy and Advocacy Manager at the Northern Ireland LGBT organisation The Rainbow Project, and I asked him to explain how a proposal like same-sex marriage, which has a majority support amongst both the public and parliamentarians in Northern Ireland, can still fail to pass into law.
At the vote, the DUP introduced what's called a petition of concern, which essentially acts as a veto to any measure going through the Assembly which doesn't have the support of both designated nationalists and designated unionists. That's a very frustrating experience when an actual majority of members in the Assembly want something to be introduced and yet it's vetoed anyway.
You refer there to the DUP's use of a petition of concern, which allows them to veto legislation they disagree with, even where there is a majority in favour. But it is important to note that it is a perfectly legal procedure. Indeed, it's written into the Good Friday Agreement. Why have campaigners such as yourself found this particular use of it so galling?
I suppose what's frustrating about it being applied to LGBT issues is that it was created to protect the two main traditions, to prevent unionists from being dominated by nationalists and to prevent nationalists from being dominated by unionists. It's very frustrating that it's applied to this population, which really has not a whole lot to do with that broader conversation about the constitutional question of Northern Ireland.
Gavin Boyd from the Rainbow Project. Despite the political brick wall that the campaign has come up against in Northern Ireland, the mood amongst supporters is positive, and the cultural shift for the LGBT community since the introduction of civil partnerships spells an inevitability for further progression in the law. Chris Flanagan Kane again.
There's been a big, big change. Well, as I say, it's nearly 15 years. It's 14 years this year from civil partnerships being introduced. A lot has changed in 15 years. Just recently, in the last 2 years, we had a big protest march for equal marriage in Belfast, and it was attended by thousands and thousands of people. It's a different world we're living in now. Maybe 20 years ago or 15 years ago, people would have hid their homosexuality and stuff. They wouldn't want the people knowing. They wouldn't want the workplaces knowing. They wouldn't want the family knowing. It's more common now. People are more out now. They're more open about it. The shift has definitely changed. People are calling out for equal marriage here.
But, of course, the elephant in the room throughout all of this is that not only has the devolved administration in Northern Ireland failed to legislate in favour of same-sex marriage, but its parliament has not actually sat since 2017. What was a precarious political arrangement designed in the wake of years of sectarian violence in Northern Ireland was agreed in the late 90s and broke down completely 2 years ago. That situation leaves Northern Irish politics as a whole in a state of limbo, and it shows little sign of resolving anytime soon. Jack Foster, DW.